Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of our program. Thank you for being with me. You know, this is a very, very important teaching that we're in the second day of here. Derek Prince has been teaching us about the old self and the new self, and he's touching on a topic that particularly for those of us who live in America is really critical. It's the issue of rebellion. You know, we have a tendency when we speak of our history to speak of a rebellion as a positive thing. You know, our American Revolution really was a rebellion. We say that we rebelled against England, and it's a positive thing. And certainly I understand that. And certainly for those of us who are American, we're thankful for that. But the fact is that we then can have a sense of entitlement, resistance to authority, critical of any constriction of our lives, struggling with anything that seeks to bind what our souls desire. And this can often be rebellion. And it really is the old man rearing his head. Derek Prince says it very plainly because he experienced it in his own life, that there really is a rebel on the inside of all of us. And that rebel really is the old man. It's the part of our life that ought to be diminishing as we grow in Jesus, which resists authority, resists wisdom, resist discipline, resist constraints, and that's what we're trying to deal with. There's a new man being fashioned in Jesus, and that's the man that we ought to be letting rule. Let's listen now, and let's learn, and let's be changed as Derek Prince teaches us about the old self and the new self.
Yesterday, our starting point for our study was Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24. But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him just as the truth is in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. Yesterday we focused on the origin and the nature of the old self. Briefly, what we saw was this, that the old self is the product of deception, that is, the lie of Satan, that which directly contradicts the Word of God. Deception, when we yield to it, in turn produces lust, that is, perverted, harmful desire. Lust, in turn, when we yield to it, produces sin. And sin, when it has taken its course, brings forth death. So that's the order of the degenerative process. Deception, lust, sin, and death. The nature that is described as the old self has two distinctive marks. First, it's corrupt, spiritually, morally, and physically corrupt. Second, it's a rebel. I sum this up by saying there's a rebel inside each one of us. Today, we're going to examine God's solution for the problem of the old self. And let me remind you, this is a problem that confronts every one of us. This is one problem that is universal to the entire human race. First of all, let's mention some things that are not God's solution. We can rule out all the solutions beginning with self, and they are multiplied daily in terms of contemporary psychology and thought. Self-realization, self-fulfillment, self-expression. Because all these give rein to a self which is a rebel. So every one of these solutions and others like it that begin with self are just giving free rein to a rebel. I think we've passed through a generation which decided that it was wrong to discipline children and to restrain them, and that children should be granted freedom of self-expression. I believe that generation has learned, alas, too late, that what it was doing was giving freedom of expression to a rebel. Another thing that is not God's solution is a system of law. Many people look to law to deal with the problem of the old self. But Israel's failure to whom the law of Moses was given is a demonstration that law does not achieve the desired end. The reason is not that there's anything wrong with law. Law is good in itself, as Paul says in Romans chapter 7, but it cannot change the rebel. And anything that does not change the rebel is not a permanent solution. A third thing that is not God's solution for the old self, and this one may surprise you, is religion. God does not send the old self to church or Sunday school, or arrange for the old self to memorize scripture, or do all the things that people do in church, sing hymns, or say prayers. Religion is somewhat like a refrigerator, if I may express it that way, and I'll show you why in a moment. Religion can temporarily conceal corruption or arrest it, but it cannot ultimately change it. It's like a luscious peach that we see. It looks so good and so fresh, and it's so appetizing, and yet, left to itself, it will quickly wither and rot because the process of corruption is already at work in it. Now, you can arrest that process of corruption for a while by putting that peach in the refrigerator. And in the refrigerator, it'll stay fresh-looking and attractive much longer. But ultimately, even in the refrigerator, it'll wither. Now, trying to deal with the old man by religion is like putting the peach in the refrigerator. Religion is a kind of refrigerator. It arrests the process of corruption. It may conceal that it's at work, but it ultimately cannot change it. So there are three things which are not God's solution. All the words that begin with self, self-realization, self-fulfillment, self-expression. Secondly, a system of law. And thirdly, religion. None of these work because none of these can change the nature of the old self. They cannot change the rebel. You see, the old self is a rotten tree. And this is what Jesus says about a rotten tree in Matthew chapter 7, verses 17 through 19. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So the old self is a rotten tree. It cannot produce good fruit. And therefore, there's only one solution. It must be cut down. It must be done away with.
Derek said something so important that I want to reemphasize, and that is that religion, a false religiosity, can temporarily conceal corruption or arrest it, but it can't change it. You know, if you're dealing more with the old man, the old rebel in your soul, rearing his ugly head, recently more than ever in your life before, or at least more than you have in recent years, it could be that God is stripping false religion out of your life, and he's exposing your heart as he brings you to a real relationship with him. Let's slay the rebel and let the new man arise. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few have had a deeper appreciation of what Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection than Derek Prince. Through his teaching, countless believers around the world have learned to walk in greater levels of freedom, power, and peace because of the depth of that revelation. Now there's a Derek Prince resource that will help you better understand the fullness of your redemption in Christ. It's Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange. In The Divine Exchange, Derek brings us a complete and panoramic picture of what Jesus paid an awful price to obtain for us. Once you read it, you'll be better equipped to live more freely, more fully, and more powerfully than ever before. That's why we want you to have a copy, free and postage paid, as our gift to you. Simply call 1-800-448-3261 and request your copy of The Divine Exchange. The call and the booklet are both free. That's 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I'm glad you're with me today on this Tuesday as we continue a wonderful teaching by Derek Prince on the old self and the new self. You know, I am absolutely convinced that we can be set free from the rebel in our souls that attempts to take over our lives. It's like we've got terrorists in our souls trying to take over, trying to explode bombs in our souls and our behavior, but there's a constant battle for the new man in Jesus. That's who I want to be, and I know that's who you want to be as well. So let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about how to strengthen the new man and how to starve the old man and really put him on the cross so that we can be the men and women we're called to be.
We've said that the solution to the old self in terms of a rotten tree is to cut it down. Let's use language that applies to a human being rather than a tree. God's solution for the old self can be summed up in one plain, familiar word, execution. God does not send the old self to church or to the psychiatrist or put the old self under the law. God executes the old self. There's no other solution for that rebel. But the good news of the gospel is that execution has already taken place in Christ. This is really the key to understanding the gospel message. It's God's program for dealing with the old self. This is very vividly stated in the Living Bible, in Romans chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. Paul says, "Oh, what a terrible predicament I'm in. Who will free me from my slavery to this deadly lower nature?" That's the old self, this deadly lower nature. Who will free me? Then he cries out with gratitude, "Thank God, it has been done by Jesus Christ our Lord. He has set me free, free that is, from this deadly lower nature, this old self." How has Jesus set us free? Let's turn to Romans chapter 6 and verse 6. This is what Paul says. "For we know." I would comment on that. The problem with many Christians is that they don't know. This is a fact stated clearly in Scripture, but many do not know it. "For we know," now listen, "that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be rendered powerless, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." That's the only way of escape from the slavery of sin. It's by knowing and believing that our old self, that deadly lower nature, was crucified with Jesus. That when Jesus died on the cross, that rebel, the old self, was executed in him. Our old self was crucified with him. This is a fact of history. I think I should give you just a brief personal testimony of how God made this so real and vivid to me personally. It was a good many years ago, about the time of Easter. And because of the significance of Easter, I had in my mind a picture of the hill of Calvary, or Golgotha, and three crosses upon it. And the central cross was outstanding. It was higher than the other two on either side. And as this scene was before my mind, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he asked me a question. "For whom was the center cross made?" And then it was as though he added, "Be careful, think before you answer." So I thought it over, and I gave this answer. The center cross was made for Barabbas. That's the fact. Barabbas was due to be executed on that center cross. But at the last moment, by divine providence, an exchange was made, and Jesus took the place of Barabbas. So the Holy Spirit said that to me. If the center cross was made for Barabbas, and Jesus was crucified on that center cross, then Jesus took the place of Barabbas. And I said, "Yes, that's right." Then the Holy Spirit said to me, "But I thought Jesus took your place." And I said, "Yes, he did." Then the Holy Spirit said, "Then you must be Barabbas." And at that moment, I realized it with a flash of insight. I never argue with people about this. God's word states it clearly. But it's only the Holy Spirit that can help you to see. You're the criminal. Your old self is the criminal, the one for whom that cross was legitimately made. It was made according to your specifications. It fits you exactly. It's where you ought to be, where I ought to be. But the glorious and wonderful message of the gospel of God's mercy is, at the last moment, an exchange was made. Jesus took the place of Barabbas. Jesus took the place of the old self. Our old self was crucified with him. This is a historical fact. Whether we know it or not, whether we believe it or not, will affect us. But it doesn't affect the fact. God's remedy for the old self is execution. He doesn't improve him. He doesn't reform him. He doesn't make him religious. He doesn't send him to church or to the psychiatrist. But he has ordained his execution. The mercy of God is that the execution took place in Jesus. And so we can say, as Paul says, what a terrible predicament I'm in. Who will free me from my slavery to this deadly lower nature? Thank God, it has been done by Jesus Christ our Lord. He has set me free.
You know, the great news of the gospel of Jesus is that when we have some horrible dynamic of our lives uncovered by the Word, uncovered by the Holy Spirit, that we can also be sure that the answer has already been provided. So now Derek is teaching us from the Word about the rebel in our souls. But thank God for the good news that that rebel has already been crucified in Christ. That insurgency, that rebellion in our souls has already been put down by Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Thank God, because I have to tell you, there's a raging rebel in my soul, and I don't want him to take over in my life, and I know you don't want to either. Listen, there's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few have had a deeper appreciation of what Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection than Derek Prince. Through his teaching, countless believers around the world have learned to walk in greater levels of freedom, power, and peace because of the depth of that revelation. Now there's a Derek Prince resource that will help you better understand the fullness of your redemption in Christ. It's Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange. In The Divine Exchange, Derek brings us a complete and panoramic picture of what Jesus paid an awful price to obtain for us. Once you read it, you'll be better equipped to live more freely, more fully, and more powerfully than ever before. That's why we want you to have a copy, free and postage paid, as our gift to you. Simply call 1-800-448-3261 and request your copy of The Divine Exchange. The call and the booklet are both free. That's 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I hope you've been with us all day and yesterday as well, as we've been talking about the old man and the new man. I want to take just a few moments to help you sort of work this into your soul, work this into the fabric of your heart. You know, this is a great teaching that Derek is doing, and I'm reminded constantly of the scripture that he quotes and that we have been discussing here in the studio, and that is that rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Now, if I turned to the average Western Christian and I said, you know what, you're a witch, they would just probably want to punch me in the nose or at least rebuke me from the scriptures. But the Bible says that when we engage in rebellion, that it's like it's just as though we were living as witches or living in the occult. And I think we have to come home to the fact that this rebellion, this rebellious nature, is something that has to be slain in our life. And I want to give you a key to doing that, something that really has worked for me. You know, in Iraq, and I think that some of you have heard me say before that I was in Iraq just a year and a half ago with the troops. One of the things that is true of insurgents, of the rebellious forces working against order in Iraq, is that they like the darkness. They like the hidden places. They like to come out of places where they can't be seen and do their damage and then crawl back into the darkness. It really is a disgusting way to live and a disgusting way to function. But it's the nature of rebellion. Rebellion is not public. Rebellion normally is not open. We call that a riot. Rebellion normally is not out in the light. And so one of the great ways for you to shine up, for you to deal with the rebellion in your own life, and I've certainly had to do this myself, is to simply shine a light on it. The dark side of our soul, the dark little foxes and enemies of our souls are often like cockroaches. When the light shines, it dissipates. When they run away. And I have learned in my own life that if I will watch carefully for the areas of rebellion in my life, and then as publicly as possible, I don't mean on a stage, but in front of those who witness the rebellious act or statement, mention it as something unclean, apologize for it. I've long believed that the fastest way to stop lying, to stop a pattern of lying in your life, is to begin to shine a light on lying and admit it. Admit it right away. Admit it two sentences later. You know what? I just lied. If you say that once or twice to a friend, I'll tell you what, you'll begin to really think twice before you lie again. And I think it does something spiritually to your soul. Well, the same thing is true with rebellion. Rebellion is so acceptable in the West. It's such a part of life. We even value people who are rebels. We talk about rock stars and movie stars and people who were rebels. We like people who are sort of, as we often say, out of the box. But for a believer, many times that's nothing more than just a sinful aspect of our personality, just as sinful as lying or just as sinful as cussing. And I want to suggest that you begin to pay attention to your life in terms of rebellion. Where are you pushing back against authority, both human and godly? Where are you resisting the constraints of God? Where are you resisting discipline? I'll tell you what, to simply turn to friends or to turn to pastors or to turn to Christian friends who are there to be steel sharpening steel in your life and to simply say, this is sin in my life. I know that it is. I know I hate being told what to do. I hate having to come under authority. I recognize as sin the fact that I'm fomenting this rebellion in the office or on the team or in the school because I just simply hate a person who tells me what to do. If we could shine a light on this dark side of our soul, on this deformity in our soul, I'll tell you that over time it will begin to go away. So yes, there's the repentance, and yes, there's the washing by the water of the word, and yes, there's the prayer about it. All of those things we know. But there's also this additional thing of shining a light on it right in front of people and watching it dissipate out of our lives. Listen, we have a resource that we want to make sure you know about. It's called The Divine Exchange, and it's available to you absolutely free. But it's a booklet that's so important because it will help you do the very things that I'm talking about and that Derek is talking about here in our program today. It will help you exchange your old man for the new. It will help you put to death the old man and take hold of the new life that is in Jesus. This is called The Divine Exchange. It's a booklet we want to make available to you absolutely free, and you can get it by logging on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find a place there where you can request this and give your information, and Derek Prince Ministries will send it to you absolutely free and postage paid. Very important resource. And by the way, while you're on the website, you'll find that there's a video clip of Derek teaching very much along the lines of what we're hearing today. I think you'll enjoy that, and for some of you who have never even seen Derek Prince, it'll be great for you to kind of get a sense of what he was like as he spoke. It'll be something additional to just hearing his voice. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. It's great being with you. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
He was a remarkable man, and his life was an extraordinary journey of adventure, discovery, and redemption. Now, Stephen Mansfield, author of the New York Times bestseller, The Faith of George W. Bush, has captured that journey in Derek Prince, a biography, a frank, transparent, and fascinating account of one of the 20th century's great spiritual leaders. From England's most prestigious universities to the battlefields of World War II to the drama surrounding the birth of the nation of Israel, this new biography makes you an eyewitness to history while it brings you life-transforming spiritual insights. Derek Prince, a biography, is yours for only $19.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. Shipping is free. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Like Derek Prince, you too can triumph over tragedy with the power of the Holy Spirit. Call 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org. To get your copy of Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange, free of charge, call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771.
Take a moment now to request your free copy of The Divine Exchange. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online at DerekPrince.org, where you'll find other helpful resources, including Derek's biography. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at DerekPrince.org.